Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The team you're facing is your fault. Let's connect the dots. The New York Knicks ended the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce era. Beat him in six back in 2013, as we recall. 3-0 lead, lost game four, lost game five, and held on and won game six. That was it for Pierce and Garnett. Celtics decide, okay, it's over. Knicks broke us. So they sell off Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce to another basketball team, and they get a ton of draft picks. Those draft picks turn in to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. The New York Knicks not only broke the Celtics, they created this. So, if the Celtics destroy the Knicks in this series, just remember whose fault it is, Carmelo Anthony.
I can't believe you must have got some amount of sleep this weekend. Boy, you are sharp as a tack. You come in with this whole upset thing, and now you're blaming the Knicks for the Garnett Pierce trade? You are hot stuff today.
Spot the lie.
Unbelievable.
Is that not spot on? The Knicks broke the Celtics and then accidentally created a monster.
Yeah, your idiotic basketball team brought those two dinosaurs fossils in, and your team did it. The Nets,
Tommy,
not the Knicks.
Tommy, nobody cares about the Nets. We're talking about how Knicks broke
We're
the Celtics.
We're talking about how you're changing history and the course of history to make yourself feel better.
The Nets still in the league.
Your franchise did this, not mine.
Well, if they didn't beat the Celtics that year, none of this would happen.
I need to pose a question to you, Evan, while we're still on it. If you're just tuning in, you missed the beginning of the show. Evan is claiming that the Celtics-Knicks series, the Knicks upset, would be a bigger upset than Super Bowl 42. Correct?
Backed up by the math.
Backed up by the math. Okay.
You'd make more money betting the Knicks and being right than you would have betting the Giants and being right. So it's backed up by the math.
If the Yankees play tonight, and we're going to monitor this, what do you think would be a bigger upset to you?
Go ahead.
The Knicks beating the Celtics in this round, or Aaron Judge hitting two home runs tonight?
What would be a bigger upset?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the Knicks beating the Celtics.
The Knicks beating the Celtics would be a bigger upset to you?
Yeah.
Because the odds tell you at plus 1,300, Aaron Judge hitting two home runs tonight would actually be a bigger upset in sports. So if you just want to lean on the odds, you can thank FanDuel Sportsbook for that. That's actually a bigger upset, Evan.
Touche, sir. Touche. And speaking of the Yankees, please set a clock for me at exactly 3:03. I have an issue with Aaron Boone that needs to be addressed. So we'll get to that coming up, but we are talking Knicks. Do you believe in this team tonight? And do you agree with me that if somehow they win 4 out of 7 games against the Celtics, it would be one of the great New York upsets we've witnessed in the last 50 years? 888-808-1019. Craig is calling from Lincraft. How are you, Craig?
I'm pretty good. I want to talk to some Knicks about this upset.
Yes.
Celtics in 4! Jason Tatum owns you!
Wow.
That's not a bad prediction.
I was not going to cut that off. He has every right to call up this
Great.
Radio station.
You get your 3 seconds of fame, your family, and all your buddies got to listen to you on the radio for 2 seconds. I can't believe that. You know, we got a new producer in here today, Paulie Rosenberg, so we're a little bit not as sharp as we usually are. You allowed a Celtic fan to get through security there. He
you know
plays
what?
As
won't
a Knicks
lead
fan.
Us.
Shut up.
I won't
fun.
Lead us.
I'll tell you why they're welcome here. I did my research this morning by listening to Boston Sports Talk Radio.
Good for you.
Just to get their temperature. I love to do that. I love to kind of get the taste of things. Did that with Detroit, right? I was listening to Valenti and Rico last week and analyzing what they were saying. Do you know what they were talking about in Boston this morning?
The Tristan Casas injury?
Yes! I don't even think they know a playoff series is about to begin.
They moved on from Belichick being held hostage, I guess.
Belichick being hostage is a big discussion. The Tristan Casas injury and how mediocre the Red Sox are, big discussion. And the Celtics in Boston are an afterthought. And you want to know why? Because they don't respect you. That's why. They don't respect the New York Knicks. And if you ask the people in Boston, what would they be more stunned about? Losing the way they did over a decade ago in the Super Bowl or losing this series? They'd probably say this series. They're barely paying attention to it.
You're hot stuff.
Let's go to Jim in Madison. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Listen, this is what's going on here. Evan's being a troll. You know how you guys have the L chain that you wear? You need to make a T chain for a troll.
Well, who am I trolling?
I like that.
Who am I even trolling? I don't even know who I would be trolling with that comment.
You trolling the Knicks and the Giants at the same time.
It's a double troll.
The Giants Super Bowl was a bigger upset. There's a difference between statistical upset and historical upset. Case in point, the three playoff series that you mentioned before that you kind of just went right over that were bigger odds than this. Mm-hmm. If you tell us who they were, I'm sure no one would compare them to the Giants Patriots Super Bowl
because you don't.
That was a bigger upset.
No, because you don't care about it. So because you don't care about the Warriors beating the Mavericks, the upset didn't happen. I mean, that's the adage of, well, if I didn't see the tree fall and I didn't hear the tree fall, the tree never fell.
But isn't an upset memory too? How many people remember the Warriors Mavericks?
But that's
upset?
Not the argument. Of course, it is the argument.
Sean,
the Giants beating the Patriots, and I've said this before, I'll say it again just so you hear it. The Giants beating the Patriots is the greatest championship run I've ever seen. And I don't think there's anything that could top it, honestly. Like, I'd love to see my team win. I'd love to see the Jets win, but I don't think there's anything that can match the script of going to Dallas, going to Lambeau, the red Tom Coughlin face, and then combine that with the perfect season of the Patriots. So no one's arguing that.
But is it part of an upset, though?
No, it's the mere shock of winning a series that you're asking the Knicks to do. Pound for pound, it would be a greater upset.
But shock lasts, Evan. Shock lasts forever. You will never forget that night of Super Bowl 42. The Celtics-Knicks, I mean, to be determined how it happens, but also, it sounds like it's 50 years old, that tape.
It was 30 years ago,
That's
bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we were only on AM back in the day. There was no Odyssey app back in the day. I was probably, like, as a kid listening to this, it was probably a Saturday morning, and I was probably like, yeah, doggy, you tell him!
And you think about the game 30 years later.
Yeah.
And a big doing fadeaways now is like what you need to do.
No, absolutely. So there you go, a little WFAN flashback to remind you that as much as the 90s Knicks are glorified, it wasn't always happening in the moment. It's time for a Cinco.
Cinco de Fuego.
Ah!
With Sean Morris on WFAN. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's so daring. Controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom, the rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise, keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero, join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de Five-O on WFN. It's always great.
Very timely.
Wow.
Sean Morris leads
Cinco. Cinco Day 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So everybody, happy Cinco Day Mayo. It's a Cinco Day 5-0 on a Cinco Day Mayo. So I'm here to give you the undebatable top five lists of Mexican foods here on the Cinco Day Mayo.
All right.
So I had Evan in mind. Let's do this.
Now listen, just because I am Mexicano does not mean that my opinion speaks for everybody from my community.
But I figure you at least have an opinion.
I do.
All right.
I've been to real Mexican places, not like a lot of these fraud Mexican places. Like in Los Angeles, me and my wife went in, and I'll tell you, she's like, this is real Mexican. And I was like, really?
Went to a nice taqueria?
No. I forget what it was called. I would give it a shout out. It's actually in Los Angeles, but she said this to me. She said, you know how you know this is good Mexican food?
How?
I said, how do you know? And she said, look at everyone here. They're all Mexican. And I said, that is really interesting.
Oh.
So it's not taking advantage of, because there's nothing wrong with like creating food that's good, but not genuine to the actual food. But that's how you know, wow, this is some good stuff. So I've got a very informed opinion. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Nachos. Here's the problem with nachos. Could be higher in the list if everybody understood how to evenly distribute the goods on the chips.
Mm. Is that a problem you had at Citi Field the other day?
There was a bit of a problem. Yeah.
A little bit of a problem.
Sometimes you get a bare chip, sometimes a chip with too much. Nachos are great. Not enough even distribution, which keeps it a five on this list.
All right,
here we go.
Number four.
Street corn. You want to talk about one that's picked up steam in America the last couple of years. Mexican-style street corn.
Ay, ay, ay.
What do you mean, ay, ay, ay? You don't like street corn?
He hates your list so far.
He's just a typical American, but go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Burritos. Rice. Meat. Beans. Stuffed in a tortilla. How you doing?
I'm a big burrito guy. I love it.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
The quesadilla. Quesadilla misses out on being number one here because much like the nacho, not enough consistency place to place. I like a little crispier quesadilla, sometimes too floppy.
I think if someone told me you're going to die, right, this is it for you.
Okay.
And you have one meal left.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd go quesadilla.
All right, and where do you get the quesadilla on a count of three? One, two, three. Friendly.
Abuelo.
Oh.
No, I've learned my lesson. I'm not talking about friendlies, and I'm done.
Ask Evan in a commercial break.
Abuelo's right, quesadillas are the best ever created. Shut your mouth over there.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one undebatable top five Mexican food. It's the hard shell taco.
Are you? We got enchiladas? Come on, man.
I'm not an enchilada.
Mole?
Guy.
Put a little mole on it, a little verde on it? What are we doing here?
Who are you? What's mole?
Are you serious?
No, I'm...
I got to bring that in. Do you know what mole is?
That's a meal?
The only time I've ever heard it references a chocolate mole.
Well, you're explaining it to our dumb Americans out there, so yes.
Okay.
It's basically like a chocolatey sauce, and it is unbelievable. The first time I had it, I was like, chocolate's dessert. I can't have this with my enchiladas. But then I had it, and it was like life-changing.
Okay, hold on.
Mole.
Mole. I'm open to trying anything. It's a sauce or it's a food?
No, it's a sauce. You put it on your enchiladas.
So it's a sauce that contains fruits, nuts, chili peppers, and spices, cinnamon, black pepper.
And it's got like a chocolate tinge to it.
I'm sure that's good, but why would that be on the list? It's a pairing with a food.
Well, no, because I was talking about it with enchiladas that you left off the list.
I'm not an enchilada or chimichanga guy. Those can take walks.
All right, well, thank you, Sean. There's a Cinco de Five-O every day at 5 o'clock. How many times has a New York team faced a Boston team in the postseason?
Ooh, great question.
Thank you very much.
17.
17. Not even close. The answer is 46 times. 46 times! The Yankees and the Red Sox, 5 times.
Okay.
Red Sox are 3-2. The Mets and the Red Sox, 1 time. The Mets are 1-0. The Patriots and the Giants, 2 times. Twice. Giants are 2-0. The Jets and the Patriots, 4 times. I'm sorry, 3 times. Jets are 1-2, with that one being amazing. The Boston Celtics and the New Jersey Brooklyn Nets, 4 times. The Nets are 3-1.
Shame on me. I forgot about the Nets and Devils.
How could you forget? The Bruins and the Islanders, 3 times. Islanders are 3-3. Never lost to the Bruins.
Wow.
The Devils and the Bruins, 4 times. Devils are 3-1. The Ranger Bruin one's a little bit complicated because it does go back into the 20s, but we have to include it. It still counts. 7-2 for the Boston Bruins. Is that not unbelievable?
Wow.
7 out of 9. And then you've got the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics, 15 times going all the way back to 1951. And yeah, the Knicks are 8-7. In that long history. So if you add it all up, 25-21. Now, one thing I did leave out, I probably shouldn't have, was, of course, the Red Sox beating the Brooklyn Robins. I probably should have left that one in. That is a New York team.
It does count. Absolutely. It's just crazy when you think about us and how young we are, how many Knicks-Celtics series took place.
So many. And we don't remember them unless you're a little bit older, because the only two I remember are 2013 and 2011.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they played a ton. They played each other 3 consecutive years in the Eastern Conference Finals, 72, 73, and 74. So it is a long history. And I would just say off the top, New York and Boston is clearly the most two times a city combined has played each other in the postseason. Now, obviously, New York has an edge because of the fact that we've got three hockey teams, two basketball teams,
right,
two baseball teams, and everyone's played them.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets have the World Series, the Giants have the two Super Bowls, so even cross-conferences across leagues, they've all played each other.
And I don't think you're ever indifferent towards a Boston team, right? You could, I don't care if it's Devil's Bridge, you hate them all the time, all of them.
Of course, because of their fans. It's like Philly, that rivalry amongst the fans, which leads me to this, Evan. You are the Coalition of Nick Haters leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is New York versus Boston. You've done this before, New York versus Philly.
Yeah.
I think it's time that you publicly endorse the Knicks and all of your followers to root for the Knicks against Boston. Next round, that's one thing, or the finals, another thing. But I think that your haters, your Net fans
I'll
need to get
I'll
on our
do
side.
It. I'll do it as long as you're going to endorse the Red Sox against the Yankees whenever they play each other.
Would I endorse the Red Sox? Of course I would do
that. I'm sorry, the Yankees over the Red Sox. I apologize. Oh, I got it backwards.
I don't think so.
Well, but what about New York?
Well,
I mean,
no,
I thought you loved New York.
Yeah, but I don't do things of that nature. I will not do that. Yeah, exactly. But I think in this spot,
exactly.
You know what?
We'll get the hell out of here.
What do you mean get the hell
get
out
the
of
hell
here?
Out
what do you mean
here?
Get the hell out of here?
See, New York and Philly is complicated because we all hate Philadelphia and there's like that bond. But the New York-Boston thing is weird because Met fans, specifically you, have a weird bond with the Red Sox. So you can't sit here on your pulpit and say, oh, I would never root for Boston.
But
you root for Boston 13 times a year.
All right, let me come back. Let me volley back to you. You as Net fans, you hate the Celtics too.
I do hate the Celtics.
So then this is an easy one.
I dislike the Knicks more than the Celtics. I don't like the Celtics. I agree with you, but it's definitely the Knicks.
Celtics are actually one of like the five franchises I hate the most, but I'm sorry, Tommy, you made it personal.
I agree.
The Celtics completely torpedoed your franchise. You should be on our side here,
well,
on the Knicks fan side.
Hold on a second. The Nets got torpedoed by the Nets.
Okay? Great point. Great point.
They didn't get or they got torpedoed by our two brilliant mayors and their policies, which everyone knows now is completely ass backwards.
Great
so
point.
So you're asking me who torpedoed the Nets? It ain't the Celtics. It ain't Jason Tatum hitting that game-winning layup in game one. It's the two mayors.
Right.
It's the owner who doesn't know what he's doing. It's the Nets themselves. I mean, come on.
But we can even argue Big Pharma.
Yeah, Big Pharma had a lot to do with it.
If you guys ran into a...
Woody Johnson had a lot to do with it.
If you guys ran into an arrogant, cocky Celtic fan, and is there anything else, they would say, hey, Net fan, thanks for Tatum. Thanks. They would mock you, where we don't mock you.
We're
friends of you guys.
This is
an olive branch.
Here's what you lose sight of with being a Net fan. We're so mocked, we're the fat kid that gets picked on that we start calling ourselves fat. You can't mock us anymore.
You can't mock us.
I mean, I think you should be on our side. It's ridiculous that you're siding with the hated Boston Celtics that completely ruined your franchise forever.
Not only am I siding with the Boston Celtics, I've made phone calls. And I've been waiting 3 long years. And Evan may play dress-up over the next couple of days.
I like that.
I'll leave it at that.
What?
I like it.
I'll leave it at that.
I like a little dress-up.
Though I think it may have been referred to this morning anyway, so you may already know what it is.
You know what
that's okay.
I went out of my way to feed my kids breakfast this morning. They said, Daddy, please French toast sticks. I said, no French toast sticks in this house. Lucky Charms.
Ah,
we had Lucky Charms in my house this morning.
There you go. Let's go to Alex on Long Island. How are you, Alex?
How's it going, fellas? I just want to say,
what's up, man?
Happy Cinco de Mayo. That's number one. Today's my aunt's birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday.
You guys know.
Happy birthday to your aunt.
I respect that you still celebrate your half birthday because my family does that as well. And we thought we were the only ones. So good for you, Alex. I'm proud of you.
He said his half birthday?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to piggyback on the whole.
No. I want to talk about the Knicks, but I just want to piggyback on the Mets. When you talk about Harvey before, how that's a game that you'll always remember, that's something I'll always remember.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember when Judge messed up in the World Series. I was on my honeymoon with my wife at the time. We're in Aruba, and I'm watching Judge drop about 5 balls, I think, in the outfield. And I'm a diehard Mets fan. So when I was watching that, I was like, man, I don't hate the Yankees. I respect Judge. I think he's a great ball player. He's classy. You know, he's like the next Jeter, you know, type with the class and everything. But when people say, oh, Judge is the best to ever do it, I'm sorry. He choked in the World Series. He choked in the playoffs. He couldn't hit a lick.
How do you argue that, Sean?
How do I argue? Did I miss the other 4 drops he had?
No. You misinterpreted him. You misinterpreted a lot of his phone calls.
It was all over the place.
He said, no, you just don't pay attention well. Number one, he said, it's my half birthday.
I could have sworn he said it's my aunt's birthday.
Now, if today's his half birthday, when's his regular birthday? Go.
His regular birthday would be February.
No.
Come on.
No.
Try again.
September to March is 6 months.
Try again. Just try again.
November.
Nope. Try again.
No, I'm right.
No, you're not.
Hold on. If September, 6 months from September is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
March, 2 months after March is May. Yeah. So that would mean 6 months would be November.
Yeah.
Intellectually bankrupt.
I'm right.
You're right over there.
Yeah. November, December, January, February, March, April, May.
Take your shoes off next time. When
I was right.
Is it?
Yes.
What did you say the answer was?
November.
Oh, yeah, he is right.
No,
about
he
that.
Did not say November. He said February.
Yeah, you said February. It is November. It's November 5th.
Yes. I just rewind the tape. I just said November 15th.
No.
Now you're not paying attention.
He said February.
Yeah.
Then we laughed, and then perhaps you said November, but your first answer was to say February.
Yeah, I will give
What's
you this.
What's going on here?
I will give you this. It's possible your second answer was eventually right because I stopped paying attention because I was laughing so much, but your first answer was February.
Here's my other issue with Alex.
Yes.
I personally believe. Look, anybody wants to laugh at Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball in the World Series, you have that right.
Mm-hmm.
You lose that right when you schedule a vacation during the World Series.
Oh, we're going to do this again?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, come on.
Nobody writes the rules that your honeymoon has to be in October. Your honeymoon doesn't have to be right. Nobody does that anymore.
Also, the reason why he saw Aaron Judge miss multiple fly balls is because he kept replaying it over and over again. It's like something funny that you watch.
So he kept replaying it, but didn't have the wherewithal to go, you know what, honey, maybe we shouldn't go away during the World Series?
Stop changing the subject.
No, I'm right.
You really
right.
are. You are.
I'm right.
Speaking of subjects, earlier on we were talking about should errors be awarded in Little League games with 8-year-olds pitching. Judge Brandon Tierney ruled, no, give the kid a hit. Victor in Greenlawn has an opinion. How are you, Victor?
I'm good, Evan. Listen, first off, enjoy the time with your kids because I have 2 16-year-olds and 1 7-year-old. They play softball, baseball, and they've been on Game Changer apps since they were 9 years old.
Wow.
Now, here's, Here's my reason why you should consider 90% of them as errors. You now have a situation where the kids get more opportunities to hit. When I was little, the bats were drop twos, and they were wood. We didn't get aluminum until we were 10 years old. Second thing is that everybody gets to hit now. When I was a kid, if you sucked like me, you played three innings, and the other kids played six, which means you got maybe 20 to 30 at-bats in a season. The good kids got 70 or 80. Therefore, the fielding now needs to be addressed. They all suck, and they need practice.
The kids suck.
I like it, Victor.
I think when you're, this is just my opinion, and I get the sense that BT sort of agrees, when you're 8 or 9, you're still in that learning phase. So I don't think you should bench kids when they're 8 years old. Now, once you go to travel ball or it's 10 or 11, sure, you got to know, hey, I got to work harder. I got to be better to get at-bats. But when you're 8 years old, you're just learning. Here's the other key question I have for youth baseball. This is a big one.
Okay.
And there's no great answer. I don't even know the answer. So as I was driving home on Friday night with my son playing a Little League game, in which I was on that app, the Game Changer app, seeing how he was doing, he swung 3-0. And I don't know what to think about this. A part of me says, yeah, that's some aggressiveness. But then the other part of me says, wait a second, you selfish bastard. Not that I'm calling my son selfish. Well, you can't swing 3-0. And so I spoke to him when I got to the game because I saw the last inning or two. And I was like, Jay, you swing 3-0? He's like, yeah. He's like, what'd you think? I was like, I don't know what to think. I'm very confused.
I actually am going to defend Jet.
So he should be swinging 3-0,
right? I feel more strongly about this, actually, than arguing with you about the errors. When kids start pitching at that age,
They're
so erratic that the 3-0 pitch might be the literal best chance you have to get a hit whole game.
It's a good point.
And your kid, you want to hit the ball.
No, you want to hit the ball. What do you think, Tommy? Should he have swung 3-0?
Well, what was the situation? How many guys were on base?
God, you're really making me
That's extremely important. If there's nobody on base and you're trying to work a walk, what was the score of the game? If it was bases loaded or there was, you know, runners on second and third, 3-0
My
pitch,
understanding was he was leading off an inning.
And Evan. Young Jet Roberts, who's still a little young for this stuff, but he's starting to look around class and going, you know what, there's some cute girls here. He wants to go back to school with the peacock going, I swung on 3-0, I hit a tater, I hit a home run.
No, he
doesn't want to take a walk, so he did the right thing.
No, I think you guys are convincing me that I've got to walk away from my baseball principles. And I got to say, bro, 3-0, hack.
You can't treat him like he's a Met.
An hour and a half away from Knicks Celtics game one in Boston. A couple of things. Number one, as a Knicks fan, you should be ecstatic. Because last year, you were dreaming of this. You were praying for this. You wanted that crack against, at that point, an unproven champion. Now the Celtics are. They won the NBA title last year, and like I mentioned earlier in the show, they barely had to sweat over it. They never trailed. So number one, as a Knicks fan, positive or negative, you should be ecstatic that you got your crack tonight against the defending NBA champion Boston Celtics. Number two, look at the Orlando series as a frame of reference. And I remember bringing this up after opening night, and it obviously continued throughout this season that the Celtics had. The Boston Celtics don't make threes at a clip that are historic. They attempt threes at a clip that's historic. The Boston Celtics this past season attempted 48.2 three-point shots per game. It shattered the NBA record. 48.2.
Yeah.
And if you go back to the first game they played on opening night, when the Knicks went out and actually shot 55% from the field, 37% from three, the Celtics took 61 threes. So I bring this up because this is a math game. And math can sometimes be confusing, and math can be sometimes annoying.
Yeah.
But this series is about math. If the Boston Celtics are taking 31 more threes than you, and the first time you played them, that was the number. The second time you played them, it was 15. It was a little bit more reasonable, but still, 15 more threes. The third time you faced them, it was 8 more threes. And then finally, the last game that went to overtime, they attempted 11 more threes. It's just math. If you attempt more threes and you make more threes, you're scoring more points. So number one, how can the Knicks channel what the Magic did in the first round series, which is getting the Celtics off that three-point line. The Magic did a brilliant job of it. How brilliant of a job did they do? I'm glad you asked, Sean.
How brilliant a job did they do, Evan?
Not one time in this series against Orlando did the Celtics come remotely close to their average of 48 threes per game. In game one, the number was 37.
Okay.
That's 11 below. In the second game, that number was 37. That's 11 below. In the third game, the game they lost, right, the number was 27. That is 21 below. The next game was 31. 17 below. And in the final game, they made a very high percentage of their threes, 54%. They only attempted 24 threes. Again, they averaged 48.2. They had zero games in the regular season where they shot less than 35 threes. They did it three times in the series against Orlando. Now, the problem is the Magic are a longer team.
Yeah, they have more long physicality players.
They've got the personnel to do a great job of forcing the Celtics off the three-point line.
Yeah.
But that is the key. And maybe it's daring someone to make threes the way opponents do it to Josh Hart, but they have got to find a way to win the math game and not allow the Celtics to take 20 more threes than the New York Knicks, because even if you shoot it at a very efficient clip, you're still putting yourself in a spot where beating them, unless you crush them on the offensive glass or you force a myriad of turnovers, it makes the math very difficult.
Everybody on the Celtics is capable of knocking down threes, which is why they've taken so many threes. The problem is this is exactly why, right, you have OG and Mikhail on the wings to go out and guard. But you're going to ask a lot for Karl-Anthony Towns in space to try to guard the perimeter if this is what you're going to roll out in that strategy. And that's where the Knicks are not built for it. You need a huge defensive series from Karl-Anthony Towns. And quite frankly, I don't think he's capable.
Well, a couple of things. So Sam Hauser and Kristaps Porzingis and Peyton Pritchard and Derek White, right, they're awesome. Jaylen Brown shot like 33% from three, right, this season. So again, and if I'm not mistaken, you can look this up, the Knicks actually shot at a higher percentage than the Celtics did from three this season.
But percentage is also when you're taking less. So.
Well, no. It's still a percentage,
right,
bro.
I know.
I mean,
but you know how it is. The more you take,
don't confuse yourself with math.
But the more you take, the more you miss.
The more you take doesn't make your percentage go higher necessarily. You know what I mean? Nor does it make it go lower. It's still making it at the same
time. Now my head's in a blender. Yeah, I understand.
You want to know why your head's in a blender?
Why?
Because this Knicks-Celtics series, number one key, math. And math can be very, very confusing.
Of course it can be.
And you're right about Kat. When you look at individual players and you say, all right, we know Jalen Brunson is kingly. We know he has the ability to make that big shot in the fourth quarter like we've seen constantly. But from first quarter to fourth quarter, not taking a draw, not taking a quarter off, not taking five possessions off, they need Karl-Anthony Towns to be the guy that they envisioned when they acquired him. Because if he's not offensively, I don't want him on the court late in games.
I agree.
And that's the uncomfortable thing that I don't think Tom Thibodeau will do. But late in game six against Detroit, Cat fouling out benefited them defensively. Because now Mitch made two impact plays, one on the defensive glass, the other defensively, sort of obstructing that Cunningham layup attempt. So will Tom Thibodeau have the guts to bench Karl-Anthony Towns if he isn't dynamic offensively? Because guess what he is defensively? A guy the Celtics are going to hunt. And we saw that during the regular season. Yeah. They're going to hunt Jalen Brunson. They're going to hunt Karl-Anthony Towns. So you ask yourself, can you afford both of them being on the floor at the same time late in games? And that's why I brought this up to CP on Friday. I'll bring it up to you guys again. There is a scenario where Mitch is closing games and Cat isn't, at least in my mind.
Yeah, I think the way you beat the Celtics is with offense. So that would be my pushback on that. Now, I understand with...
just outscoring them?
Yeah, I think that's the way they built this team. And I think that's the best way to... I know the Magic slowed it down. They mucked it up. They won a game and they were physical and they slowed it down. But I think the way you match firepower is with firepower. But if you're having one of those games where Cat is not being aggressive, he's not hitting his shots, the body language is bad, that's where you have to go to Mitchell Robinson, because at least you could get the putbacks on offense, the dunks, and he gives you that defensive.
And that's going to be a big factor here. Again, winning the mathematical battle is taking more shots. One way to take more shots, of course, force turnovers, tough to do against a buttoned-up Boston Celtic team, but another way is to destroy them on the offensive glass. And Mitchell Robinson is capable of that. If you go back, you like to reference that last game you guys played against them in the regular season.
The Knicks that night had 17 offensive rebounds. In the previous three games, they combined for 19 over three games. So beating them on the offensive glass and giving themselves second and third opportunity is going to be very important.
Yeah,
as well.
And one thing I want to see in this series, I want to see it tonight definitely, but really throughout, because it's plagued them really all season long, especially against elite teams, the way they get off to bad starts. I mean, the Knicks in the first quarter, it doesn't matter who the opponent is, they just always seem to play either down to their opponent or they're just not ready, and you look up and the Celtics are up 20. So I want to see the Knicks come out, you know, firing on all cylinders in the first quarter.
If the Knicks win tonight, the Boston Celtics will face something they have not faced since really this championship sort of run began. I almost look at them almost coming back from 3-0 down against Miami as the beginning of their run. They go out and they win in five other than the Indiana series where they sweep last year, never really get punched in the face. This year they beat Orlando in five. They have never trailed in a best-of-seven series since the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. Have not trailed once. If the Knicks can win tonight and steal game one, now, I think the Celtics will respond to that pressure.
Right.
I think Joe Mazzulla has them prepared to respond to that pressure.
But at least it's new pressure for them.
But it would be new. I agree with you. And one thing about Joe Mazzulla, and I heard this story the other day, and I can't wait to throw this at Tiki tomorrow when he's back. Tiki will return tomorrow. Jason Tatum revealed that randomly throughout playoff games, Joe Mazzulla will come up to Jason Tatum, high to the battle, high to the playoff game, and will look at him and say, "Hey, Jason, I just want to remind you that I love you." And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? So Joe Mazzulla.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mazzulla, who was asked about this yesterday, I study Joe Mazzulla's press conferences. I think they're fascinating. And we'll probably play quite a few clips over the next couple of days and weeks. And he was asked about it, and he said, "Yeah, I just need to remind my guys I do love them. And I need to remind my guys that while this is important, is it really that important?"
Wow, you should start doing that.
You think I should start doing that?
On the show. Like when Tommy gets all upset.
Just randomly tell him I love you?
Tommy, just remember, I love you.
Why was I used as the example there?
You don't want to? The problem with Tommy is if I say that to him, he'll tell me to go bleep myself.
Or I'll say, what's your angle? What's he trying to say? What does he mean? Like, even if you say you love me, I always think that you're trying to pull something on me.
Joe Mazzulla's got a weird kind of touch with his guys. And what I'm so curious about is, I'm going to ask Tiki, did Tom Coughlin ever come up to you, like in the middle of a hard-fought playoff game, and just say, I can't do a Tom imitation. Tiki, I love you.
I can guarantee in 05 he didn't.
Probably not. Are you guys ready to make predictions? I'm so excited about this.
Yes, I am.
Now,
what are we going to do about Tiki's prediction?
I texted Tiki.
Okay.
I didn't want to bother him, and I'm glad you asked that. So I texted Tiki and said, hey, Tiki, can you do us a favor at 5:30 today? It's 5:38. We're a little late. But at 5:30 today, we're going to make our series predictions. And then, of course, once the series is over, we replay the clips and we analyze who was right or wrong. Like, we just don't make predictions and put it in the thin air. We hold ourselves accountable. So the message I wrote to Tiki, I'm going to read this over just to make sure I did not screw up in how I asked this. I said, when you get a minute, can you send over a pic recording of you making your official Knicks Celtics series prediction? And so I guess the way I wrote it was confusing. He literally just wrote his prediction back and did not include audio.
Okay.
But when I say a pick recording, was that on me?
Yeah, but I got it handled. All we're going to do, we'll have whoever talked to Bad Tiki, they can record that. And we'll have that when we save it for the prediction.
Oh, you're saying for the future?
Yeah.
Well, Bad Tiki gets paid by the word, so I'm not necessarily sure we have it in our budget.
Then again, you have the paper trail, right? So yes. What's stopping real Tiki tomorrow from recording it, despite what happened tonight?
Oh, that's a good point. Anyhow, let's start off with Tiki. He wrote back to me very simply, Boston in six.
Okay.
Boston in six. Now, he did say Knicks in six in the Detroit series, so the consistency remains. He is going Boston in six. Sean Morash, your official prediction for Knicks Celtics.
I actually hate having to make this prediction, but it's the true prediction. It's Celtics in four.
Celtics in four?
Yes, and we will have major discussions about the future of the head coach after the series.
Wow. So they're going to get swept.
They're going to get swept. They're going to hang in two of the games, but for the most part, it's going to look ugly.
Jeez. All right. Sean Morash going Celtics in four. Tommy Lugauer, I know you've said it earlier on the air, and it's already been put out by our social team, but for anyone just tuning in, or you could change your mind, because 2 weeks ago you picked Celtics in six, so you're all over the place with this. May 5th, 5:40 p.m., what's your prediction for Knicks Celtics?
I've waited a very long year for this moment. See, the Knicks are the uncrowned champions. The Celtics did not beat the Knicks in the playoffs last year on their way to the title. That's why the Knicks are the uncrowned champion. Those rings are ours. The championship is ours. And we are now going to take our place on the throne, the rightful place on the throne. Knicks win the series. The Knicks win in six. You could take it to the bank. Dudes, dogs, damage, Knicks in six. And I will be at the Garden for game six, Evan Seats.
I know one prediction he's already got wrong.
Yeah, that I respect that opinion. Can I just call a meeting of House 7 and Tiki right now?
Sure.
Usually I'm the one who clips these when, you know, we kind of play them back.
Yeah.
I want to clip that whole thing and not keep it short. I also think that is such a profound one, like beyond, that there should be an L attached to it if it doesn't come true.
Because he's calling them uncrowned champions and he's cutting like a WWE wrestling promo?
Like it was above and beyond what we were looking for there. That if it doesn't come true.
Here's what I would say to you. Can I give you my opinion on the subject?
Yeah.
I think that if you're right and the Knicks got swept and they are overwhelmed, then yes, I do think Tommy's prediction deserves an L.
Okay.
But if they lose a hard-fought series, I don't think that's an L.
Oh, no, I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
Like if they lost, but I think the way he went about it. Like,
yeah, I think the way he went about it is they better compete. Because if they don't, I do think that's L-worthy.
Okay.
Would you agree with that, Tommy?
My opinion on whether I deserve an L or not, I don't think really holds water here.
I know.
I stand
by
the prediction, and I stand by it. And I will not fight whatever you guys decide if it goes the other way.
Do you want to make a prediction on my prediction? Because I have not revealed my Knicks Celtics prediction.
Oh, what your prediction's going? Yes, I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think you are going to pick the Celtics in five, and the Knicks will win tonight.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Wow.
He knows my brain so well. New York Knicks fans, I've got good news, and I'm afraid I've got some bad news. The good news is you're winning tonight. The good news is this radio station is going to be so obnoxiously amazing tomorrow because you're going to be up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics. And instead of Boston Sports Talk Radio just debating the things we debate, they're going to have to debate being down 0-1.
Okay.
Actually, I'm honored by that. And we'll analyze that tomorrow, by the way. Actually, tomorrow we're going to be analyzing the game as well. So maybe we'll get to it later in the show.
4 o'clock.
About 4:30, we'll get to it. Well, would you have something to say? Because I'm still going.
No, keep going.
Okay. I think the Knicks are winning tonight. I think that the Celtics are bound. They're bound to have that punch in the face moment. And the Knicks are the most equipped team to do it. Why, you ask? They just went to Detroit. And I get it, the Pistons. That environment was as difficult to play. Jalen Brunson said it on his podcast. Same thing with Josh Hart. They put that city over. Yeah. They basically admitted that that building was louder than the Garden's ever been. So yeah, they are equipped to going on the road. And I think tonight, the threes are going to fall. I think Cat's going to be huge. Mikal's going to be huge. I think they're going to win this game 130 to 115.
Wow.
The problem is, that's as good as it gets. And then I think the Celtics put the hammer down. They win four straight. And maybe Tommy and I will actually be in the building in Boston to watch your season's funeral. I'm working on that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice. That would be great.
So that's my prediction.
Not the outcome of the game, but going to Boston.
The Boston Celtics in five with the Knicks winning tonight. I could be wrong. The Knicks may win game two, but they're definitely getting a game in Boston and teasing up the Knicks fan.
And then getting obliterated at the Garden. All right. I want to make one more pact, though, for the series because I don't want any loose ends at the end of the series. We all know that Jalen Brunson is banged up despite what the injury report says, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want it on the record, no matter what happens in the series, we cannot state that the Knicks lost to attrition.
I want it on record that if Jason Tatum gets hurt in game one or Drew Holiday re-injures his hamstring, you're not going to make excuses for why the Knicks beat the Celtics.
Nope, that's part of the game because I know they're banged up.
I did that for you, Tommy.
The word attrition gets eliminated when we discuss the series forever.
No, I think we agree. They both go into these. They both teams go into this series as healthy as one could expect on May 5th.
Okay, deal, Tommy?
Deal. One more thing, though. If, and it's a big if the Knicks lose this series, fake Sean is not here right now, but I will stand in his place. I don't want to hear this out of your big fat mouth.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty obvious now who the king of New York is.
It is still up for debate, my friend. You do not win this argument if, and it's a big if the Knicks lose this series. You can't just sit there and say, wow, it's still up for debate. Would you agree with that?
I don't think it's up for debate at all. I think Jalen's the king no matter what happens this week.
All right, so then you better make sure of one thing, guys.
Yeah.
We all know that there's two sides of playing baseball, basketball, right? You've had your laughs at Aaron Judge's drop. Jalen better be a pretty tight defender on those threes in the series.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, then I don't want to hear about the drop. I don't want to hear about the drop fly balls.
I can't guard a Christmas tree, but okay. Get to your
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.